A ruby sells the aluminium and plastic it recovers to those industries. Copper and other non-ferrous metals go into its own ovens. In the tidy yard, the dust is swept daily and fed to the smelter. We have no waste here, Laser said. Worldwide, only about a fifth of all electronic waste is recycled, according to a 2017 UN report. Arubis even takes shipments from the United States. But I do wonder sometimes why such a highly industrialized country would give up such resources, Roth said. They're sitting on billions. That's starting to change. Apple, for example, encourages customers to trade in old iPhones. An intelligent robot in Texas dismantles them and extracts materials for new devices. But copper exemplifies a general challenge. There's a limit to what even aggressive recycling can accomplish. At Arubis, recycled copper accounts for only a third of production. The rest still comes from mines. World copper production has quadrupled in the past half century and is still growing. The technologies we need to get off fossil fuels require a lot of copper. A single giant wind turbine uses about 33 tons. Demand is growing, Laser said. You'll never cover that with recycling. The circular economy is going to require other strategies.